With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. The trial of the former chair of the NHDT is set to continue today. As Radio KMAN's Chevy Ebanks reports, Jeffrey William Ebanks of Northside is accused of breach of trust and conflict of interest.
The alleged breach of trust occurred a few months after Ebanks was appointed as the board chairman of the National Housing and Development Trust. It's alleged that while as chairman, Mr. Ebanks diverted some 60 truckloads of vegetation and topsoil to properties belonging to him and his father. Following his arrest and charge, Ebanks resigned from the position of board chairman, but maintained that he had board permission to move the truckloads of vegetation and topsoil. Mr. Ebanks, who is represented by Samson Law, remains on bail as the trial continues. The case will run for 3 weeks and is set to continue this morning at 10 a.m. in Court 2. Jeffy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
The Royal Cayman Islands Police seize a staggering 450 pounds of suspected ganja Tuesday. Officers were acting on a tip near Seymour Drive on March 26 and spotted a man discarding what turned out to be ganja. A search of his apartment led to even more ganja and more than $5,000 in cash. Three men, a 57-year-old from Georgetown and two Bodentown residents aged 28 and 29, were arrested on suspicion of drug offenses. They all remain in custody as the investigation continues. Elevating Taste of Cayman from a one-day festival to a two-day celebration has been in the cards for a while. That's according to Cayman Islands Tourism Association Executive Director Jay Earhart.
The Cayman Islands Tourism Association puts on Taste of Cayman every year. And I just thought we needed to be more of a weekend event instead of a one-night thing. We really wanted to celebrate all things that are Caymanian and bringing in a super act like the Black Eyed Peas for a pre-event for the Taste of Cayman.
Mr. Earhart says there were a couple of bumps on the road during the journey of bringing this idea to life.
During COVID time, we couldn't do anything. And last year, we just couldn't get it together. We couldn't swing it in time. But this year, we finally got it nailed down, and we were able to talk the Black Eyed Peas into coming here to the Cayman Islands. And I think it's a huge coup for the people of the Cayman Islands to go out and watch a classic band such as them that have 18 Grammy nominations and 6 award wins to come here and perform for us.
Tickets can be purchased at tasteofcayman.org or in person Wednesday, April 3rd and Friday, April 5th at Foster's Cayman Bay. And if you're more of a Hurley's person, they'll be there on Friday, April 5th as well. That is your latest local news. I'm April Cummings from Radio Cayman's newsroom. Now to the BBC for a check of stories making headlines around the world.
BBC News. The president of the Philippines has promised countermeasures against China in contested waters of the South China Sea. This would be an escalation of their dispute and could possibly draw in Manila's ally, the United States. In a further sign of improving relations with Australia, China is to remove tariffs on Australian wine. In return, Australia will drop its case against China at the World Trade Organization. Tariffs of 200% were imposed on wine and other commodities for 5 years, from March 2021. Israeli military action has intensified around 3 hospitals in Gaza. Israel says its siege of Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City, now in its 11th day, has resulted in the killing of at least 200 Hamas and Islamic Jihad fighters. The founder of the cryptocurrency exchange FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, is to be sentenced later today in New York following his conviction for fraud and money laundering. He faces a maximum of 110 years in prison. The military rulers in Burkina Faso have decided to extend by a year a string of emergency measures aimed at combating jihadist violence. The original decree stipulated that everyone over the age of 18 who is physically fit could be called up. A tech giant in China, better known for its smartphones, has started taking orders for its first electric vehicle. Xiaomi's Speed Ultra 7 will cost around $70,000. Greek weather forecasters and doctors are warning that people in Athens and elsewhere in the country are choking in clouds of thick dust blown in from the Sahara, which is compounded by unseasonably warm weather. BBC News.